Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Go to RadioAlice.com and enter for your shot at winning tickets to the NorCal Ski and Snowboard Festival. It's November 5th through the 7th at Pier 35. It includes four lift tickets, Palisades, Homewood, Palisades, the new name for the Olympic Valley, Bear Valley, and China Peak. And you get a backpack.
Oh.
The Radio Alice Report.
Yeah, you get a backpack.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The Fremont Bank Foundation supports the community always. They just gave $500,000 to Chabot Space and Science Center in Oakland to support science, technology, engineering, art, and math programming. Check out all they're doing at FremontBank.com. That is FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. So we've got rain on and off, and it's going to go through or into next week. So it may be kind of a bummer on your weekend plans, but we really need the rain, so try to, you know.
I'm a little scared. The creek behind my house is going bananas.
Oh, it's all filled up?
Oh, my God, Benny.
Great news.
Didn't I send you guys the video?
I didn't see it.
I must not have hit send. I guess I didn't hit send.
Nice, though. Good. We need the rain, and that's great news. So,
that's awesome.
You know, sorry about your front yard and what's, you know, whatever state that was caught in.
Yeah, it's just a mud pit. Mm-hmm. If we had pigs, they'd be super happy.
I'm actually surprised that you guys didn't think that this was probably a bad time to break ground. But
I'm kind of surprised by it, too. I guess you just don't really realize what's going to happen when the rain hits the...
Don't you pay attention to Vinny's weather reports?
Yeah,
come
do
on.
Them every day
he
for
has
you.
Been trying to explain
Acting
it to me.
Acting like it's a surprise?
Yeah. You just don't, I just didn't, we had it booked for this to start, and it didn't occur to me that it's
all
just,
right.
I'm dumb.
Oh, wow, yeah, that creek is like a river.
Oh, it's right at the top of the bank, too.
Yikes. Well, the North Bay is getting even more rain than we are here, so I would imagine, like, I've got a report that says Santa Rosa is at 176% of normal rainfall for this time of year.
Oh, my God.
Right now, so they've gotten dumped on, and that's good.
Oh, my God.
Bring it.
Oh, it is really wet down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
So the big headline today, and we still don't have, I haven't seen yet, and if you see it and you know it's a fact, certainly text it to us or whatever at 800-400-3697. But right now, we believe they have found Brian Laundrie's body next to some of his stuff in the place he said he was going weeks ago. So they think that they may have found him. I guess the speculation would be that it's a suicide.
Right.
But either way, this might be the end of the manhunt, and Dog the Bounty Hunter did not solve the crime.
Sorry, Dog. No bounty for you.
His family was out there, though, apparently, and they some of his belongings were found, and they were able to identify those. They'll definitely have to use science to identify the body before we get confirmation if, in fact, that's him.
So they have to use science to do it, as in they got to check his DNA, his family. He's not viewable by the family to make an identification.
I don't know what state he was in. I think they said something about partial remains.
Oh.
So we don't know.
This could mean my bingo card is getting my gator eating incident.
You already had it right. You were like, he's in there. And I absolutely thought, I'm giving the guy too much credit. I still feel like he maybe killed somebody else, put them in that spot next to some
just
of his
to,
stuff.
Right.
And he's, you know, having a margarita in Mexico as we speak.
Mm. Well, I'm batting 1,000 so far, so I'm hopeful.
So this is an important update. I'll try to do as best I can with it here. It looks like they're about to approve, and it may happen Tuesday of next week.
Okay.
They're about to approve the vaccine for ages 5 to 11-year-olds.
Oh, shut.
So the Biden administration, they say, has secured enough vaccine to vaccinate 28 million kids ages 5 to 11. Those are the people that would be authorized for this next round. There's also another round coming, and this is, look, I'm not someone who's alarmed by this. There are vaccines that have stopped all kinds of problems throughout
history.
Science has helped save us from these problems. And I'm
it's crazy. I believe in medical science.
I'm not worried about this one either. But there is about to be a little bit more of a difficult job for people who've already been working overtime for a couple of years now.
Okay.
The problem becomes now we've got specific doses for kids.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Right.
We also have booster shots about to start happening, which will be a different. First, they had to decide, can you mix and match these, which they now say you can.
Is that so?
Right. Okay. Yes. So there's going to be a little bit of a, and you want them to take their time to get it right, right?
Yes, Vincent.
But that is one of the things that they're reporting now is this is about to get a little more difficult. As when we were initially directed to get our vaccine, they said, go and get whatever one is available to you at your local place.
Right.
Which in, you know, my case, it was CVS, but I think there were other spots you could go. Anyway, now they're saying between the kid doses and the doses
boosters.
For the boosters and for people who are, it's going to be a thing, a little more confusing and
they're
probably
have
a little
to
more
make
difficult.
The right selection.
Mm-hmm. And they even say that they're going to color code the kid doses because they're going to come with a different level of needle, a smaller needle, and obviously a lesser dose.
Right.
So, but that's something to keep an eye on. I do understand mistakes can happen. That's
well,
not,
people, you know, where
it's not
it
a conspiracy.
Or, no.
Sometimes
no.
people just screw up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I mention that because I think it's important to say in all honesty, but I also think it's going to happen Tuesday of next week. It will be approved and almost immediately put into action that kids ages 5 to 11 can go get the vaccine.
So basically all school age kids.
Maybe yeah.
Not preschool.
Not preschool,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's... especially heading into winter, it might be a really positive step forward.
Yes.
You know?
Let's all take it together.
Right. This next story is a trip. It's that thing that you hope would happen to you someday. A vase was bought at a thrift store for $4.99.
Oh,
just a vase.
I love this story.
Just some kind
I
of vase.
I already love it. Tell me more.
A remarkable $4.99 thrift store find is among the highlights of this auction coming up at the end of the month. They say here that this is a rare, and I'm going to say it wrong, but I'm going to say it because maybe you can go look it up. A rare Loetz Argus glass vase shaped by Cullman Moser. What it comes down to is this vase that was bought for $4.99 is probably going to go for $15,000 at auction.
Whoa. I would like my thrift store find to be worth $5 million, please.
Well, that's a little much.
Let's have a look at this thing. Oh, wow. It looks like any goofy 70s glass that I could have gotten.
Oh, I mean,
oh my gosh, don't drop your
oh,
computer.
No.
But this guy, apparently, who made this is very famous.
That's
and
pretty.
Someone that anyone who knows his art would have recognized it. I don't think the person that bought it did,
Oh, but did they get it appraised and then they...
Somehow they knew or someone told him, hey, this thing's... This is a Lotz Argus. Lowitz, well, whatever. $50,000
Christoph Waltz.
For what?
I don't know. I can't remember the name you said. Some Dmitri
Coleman Moser.
Okay.
That's the guy. Anyway, he's a very famous artist from way back, and this thing's going to go for big money. It's neat. A new study found, and I'm not surprised at all, that we cheer ourselves up on average 2 times a week with
food.
Music.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, what did you just say?
Nothing.
Booze? Is that what you said?
She said food.
I was thinking booze.
Oh, you were thinking booze?
I was thinking booze, yeah.
I'm feeling extra cheerful.
And many people say that music's been even more important during the pandemic.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And a percentage of people say they've listened to radio more than ever.
Oh, is that
so? Oh,
wow.
Well, I hear that.
Thank you for listening.
You know what? I mean, on any given day, we run out of time for text, and I'll try not to do that today, but often there's really wonderful things said to us that I don't get to, in part because it sounds very like I'm breaking my own arm reading, you know, compliments towards
us. I enjoy that. I wish you'd break your arm and read compliments more.
But when you hear someone who says, you've been my lifeline while I've been trapped in the house or whatever, and I'm a big fan and don't ever retire, and please don't let Sarah move to Vermont, these things come up and you just go, oh, that's nice to know that we're needed or wanted.
Mm-hmm. I'm in my forever house.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it goes on. Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris. We'll see you later on the random hookup.
Are you going to come on the podcast today?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in.
All right.
She's in, so we're doing
it.
All right. Around noon, I think we're going to. Hey, Chris.
Half of us have certain songs we turn to again and again to cheer ourselves up.
That is definitely true.
Nice.
Like, I
Me
will
too.
Throw on that first Boston album, sing it at the top of my lungs, and then everything's okay in the world.
I'm often a reggae guy when I need to boost myself
too,
up.
Sure.
And while there are songs of struggle in many reggae, there's also really bright love songs in reggae that I enjoy. Three Little Birds is a classic.
Oh, that's Every Little Thing. Gonna be all right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's your Boston.
As clear as the sun in the summer sky.
You saw them live, right?
No.
Oh, I saw them live.
No. Oh, yeah? Did you see them on that Amanda record?
I saw them on the Amanda tour, which wasn't a great record, but it was still Boston
still,
the whole
right,
time.
You get to see it. Yeah. I'm bummed. I never saw them.
No, they were really, really good, too.
They're
I mean,
amazing.
That, like you say, the first album, every
That's
song.
That's the one, right. There's some good ones. There's one or two good ones that I like on the second album, but after that, there's
Well, Don't
nothing.
Look Back's a hit,
sure,
I believe.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anyway. Another big percentage of people create specific playlists for specific things. That's as you just saw Christina come through here. She is a running playlist girl. She loves her running playlist. She curates it. And if she hears a song, she'll be like, I got to find out what this is. It's the perfect beats per second. Well, what is this?
She's got to have Shazam then. So you can ask it.
Yep. That's exactly. She's very, very into that running playlist, man. Oh. This plays for her.
Running, okay. I'm running slow-mo long strides.
Two-thirds of people say they have at least one song that will make them cry.
Oh, well.
You got a song, if you put it on, it'll make you cry?
I don't.
Bryn?
I have cried the first time I've heard a song, though, before.
Yeah, I don't think I have a song I cry to.
Coco?
Dreaming of You by Selena.
It makes you cry.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, I like Selena.
Selena's gone. Of you tonight. That's sweet.
Let me see. Where I go next. Of you tonight.
Till tomorrow, I'll be holding you tight, and there's nowhere. And
here's some good news. As we head into the holidays, only 2% of us, you know, people.
Yeah.
Are planning virtual or fully virtual holidays. That means everybody else is like, screw this crap. We're hanging out with our family.
I want to see my family.
Yep. Over it. And that's great. I mean, be safe about it, but it is great. What'd you say, Bryn?
I said I'm over it, yeah. Most people are over it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck indoors by yourself.
The one real big learning takeaway for me in the pandemic was how fast a year and a half is and how few year and a halves you have in your life.
I know.
And I really want to see my people.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah, it's a big takeaway.
Last night we were just talking about it as, of course, I was trying to remain optimistic when this first happened and we were like, well, you know, a few weeks, a month, six
How
weeks.
How long could it possibly
eight
be?
8 weeks. I mean, this can't. And Christina, again, coming up on the show, was like, do you remember when I told you it was going to be 18 months? And I go, no. And she's like, I was standing here and you like, okay, you win.
I love that.
I don't know why, you know, normally she's the optimistic one. And in this case, she just decided it was going to take forever. And ding, 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 ding. It has taken forever.
It has. It's been really hard on families with kids your kids' ages, too. It's really, that's the school thing. I can't tell you how grateful I am that I didn't have kids in school.
Yep.
Yikes.
Even now, it's still weird because both of them have come home sick and both of them didn't have COVID. But you go through the whole process of, okay, what's going to happen now? Who's going to watch? Are we going to separate them? Are we all going to wear masks in the house? What's going to happen here?
Right.
And it just becomes this crazy thing that, and then it's a cold. It's a cold? Oh.
Oh, it's just a cold? Do we even still have those anymore?
Yeah, screw that cold.
I don't think I've had a cold in 2 years.
Well, good.
I know.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's a few. A song that can make me cry, Sweet Caroline. It was my mom's favorite song. I think of her every time I hear it. Yep, Dreaming of You. Team Coco.
Oh.
Way to go, Coco. Traveling Soldier. Cry every time.
Oh, my God.
What
is my brother cannot listen to that song because he...
What is that?
It's by the Dixie Chicks.
Oh.
Yeah. So this lady is a waitress, and this soldier comes in, and he's about to be shipped out, and he doesn't have anyone to write to, and he asks if he can write to her. And they start exchanging letters, and they fall in love through these letters, and she's waiting for him to come home, and he doesn't.
The music video is pretty sad, too.
Spoiler.
Oh, gosh. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. I got an idea. Let's write the Dixie Chicks and start an online petition and make them rewrite the end of the song. Everybody in?
Yeah, the guy. No, I like it better that it's a sad ending. It's so melancholy.
Oh, you're awful too. You and the Dixie Chicks, terrible.
I can't help it. Sorry about it. Look, it's, you know, I think they're trying to save. Plenty of people love someone who went off to war and didn't come home. I think it's...
Oh, and it's the Chicks now, not Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. The Chicks. Just the Chicks.
Oh,
they took Dixie
right
out their name.
Well, they should also take the end of this song out their songs. Or whatever.
Better hurry up and get your candy corn. Find out why in the 9 o'clock hour.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.